Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and they do so with a light agenda, short on action items and with only one set hearing that will be held in closed session. The Board will meet in private for the performance evaluation for the Director of Library Services, as well as with the Director of Health and Human Services. The Board will also meet with labor negotiators for county union employees, including sheriff's deputies, AFSCME employees, as well as unrepresented personnel. The rest of the agenda is filled with consent items, including the renewal of agreement with the District Attorney's Office and the state for the continuation of the Victim Witness Program, which works with a balance of $20,000 to help victims of crime deal with hardships and emergencies, such as moving and relocation costs and other issues they have to deal with following a crime. The supervisors will also approve a new Memorandum of Understanding with the County Drug Task Force, which is comprised of officers from law enforcement agencies around the county, including the CHP. The new MOU will include the Fortuna Police Department, which will have one of its officers serve on the task force, alongside officers from Arcata, Eureka, the CHP, investigators from the DA's office, and the Sheriff's Office. The Fortuna Police Department has been granted $125,000 in Measure Z funding to fund the position for the task force. The daily operating costs for the drug task force are paid for by proceeds from asset forfeiture. In one other, more personal agenda item, the supervisors will issue a resolution honoring the retirement of Deputy Corrections Officer Brenda Godsey, who spent 24 years with the Sheriff's Office. Godsey is best known to those of us in the media as the public information officer who had daily contact with those of us chasing down information and stories. Godsey was initially hired by the Sheriff's Office in 1992 and served as the PIO from 2003 through 2010. A bill signed into law by Governor Brown could affect local dairy herds. The California Cattlemen's Association has issued no statement on the antibiotic bill signed into law by Governor Brown. Ken Morgan has more.
California Governor Jerry Brown recently signed SB 27, authored by Senator Jerry Hill of San Mateo, addressing antibiotic use in livestock production. California Cattlemen's Association and other leading livestock industry associations remain neutral on that legislation and work to ensure that ranchers can continue to actively treat, control, and prevent disease in their herds.
Governor Brown called the overuse of antibiotics in cattle and cows an urgent public health problem. SB 27 limits their use to protect both livestock and humans. There were guns stolen in McKinleyville. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to the Ace Hardware store in McKinleyville Monday morning after an employee reported that merchandise was stolen from the store. The employee stated that a glass door was broken into, and two rifles worth a combined $3,700 were stolen. No suspects have been identified, and it's unclear how many were involved in the robbery. Law enforcement investigated the scene and were unable to locate any suspects in the immediate area. Anyone with information regarding the robbery is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Bringing expanded air service to Humboldt County remains a focus for Supervisor Virginia Bass as Fly Humboldt continues its efforts and talks with various air service carriers. At this time a year ago, Fly Humboldt was fundraising to generate a minimum revenue guarantee to attract potential air carriers. Though talks are still ongoing, Supervisor Bass says that in December, United Airlines will send some of its new jets to the county airport.
United is going to be bringing in their new jets. They're 76-seaters. They will, I believe, begin service early December. And United is also adding more flights to the weekends. So we'll be up to approximately 350 seats a day, I believe.
With new jets and its pilots getting used to flying in and out of Humboldt, Bass believes they're better equipped to deal with the fog. That's been an issue in the past.
The fog is less of an issue now that we've got the planes that, you know, are better equipped to land, and we've got the pilots. Remember the pilots when we first started getting these planes in here, they were all new to flying the bigger jets, the regional jets. So they had to get a comfort level of this airport.
Bass recently attended a CSAC meeting in San Luis Obispo, where air service expansion was a topic of discussion. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.